Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All righty then, here we are. Ready? Stretch. Yeah, I was pumping some iron yesterday. Gotta stretch it out a little bit.
Show off.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we do.
It's a 9 o'clock stretch, 9:07 to be exact. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. I'm Bob Rose. Greg Cassidy is here. And in a minute, Art Forgy is going to talk to us. But first, some of your top stories. Looks like inflation is continuing. You're not going to see a cut from the Fed. Not anytime soon, for sure. The Masters kicked off, although kicked off a little bit. Well, I guess they actually put it off till 10-something. So, but, of course, that'll be going on the next 3 days. Augusta National, so enjoy. Orange and Blue game is this Saturday. And without further ado, our friend, Alachua County Sheriff's Office spokesperson Art Forgy in the house. Good morning, Art.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Bob. I can sure tell you have been pumping iron. You look like you could suit up for the Orange and Blue game tomorrow.
Thanks, brother.
Or Saturday.
Oh, man.
Thanks, brother.
Don't tell him these things, Art. Don't tell him these things.
All they need is a Slim Jim. Yeah. These calls, you never know what's going to happen. Domestic calls. I've talked to cops. It's one of the most dangerous calls you can make.
You don't know
what to expect. You had one recently, turned out to be an arrest, but what ensued?
Yeah, you're in that person's home, and knives, bats, everything are fair game because they know where everything is. So they are very dangerous. So Sunday evening, the Gainesville police responded to a domestic incident over off of Southwest 13th Street. Had a subject that was involved in the domestic that was ultimately charged, but he refused to come out of the house. He had a knife at one point threatening officers, so GPD left. They were able to obtain warrants for his arrest, and our warrants investigators showed up there Tuesday afternoon and verified he was in the home, and once again he was refusing to come out. So at that point we know we have a felon that is holed up and don't know what we have, so our negotiators were activated, our SWAT team obviously, for the standoff, and it ended peacefully. However, right there on the edge of campus, large crowd there that were watching
around.
A lot of cars. Our guys are, we don't have a dedicated SWAT team as per se. That's their job. They're made up from all over the agency.
Right.
So they have to come from everywhere. Same with negotiators. So a lot of people that have to get there, and makes a pretty good show.
The most important thing, I guess, is though that the person who was on the receiving, allegedly on the receiving end of abuse for this domestic call, they were safe. They were safe.
Yes.
They were away from the home, so you didn't have to at least worry about that. You just had to worry about, you know, the one perp. Okay.
Yes, and ultimately, after the power was cut to the house, came out peacefully and surrendered and was taken into custody.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's once the power's off. It's only a matter of time, usually, but you never know. You have a horse rescue, a good story.
Yeah, this is something that a lot of people don't think about. We have a rural services unit, and that's strictly what they deal with, is livestock and farm crimes, things of that nature. So got a call that a horse was in a retention pond, was about to drown.
Mm.
Fire rescue got on scene. They were able to keep the horse's head elevated out of the water. The horse had resigned to the fact, we believe, that he was going to drown.
Really?
So our rural services guys and fire rescue fashioned up a sling to get the horse out, and we were able to get the horse out. Obviously, he was exhausted. After a short time, he came around, and you know, he's given back to his owner.
So he's going to be fine.
Don't know the outcome yet, but we hope so.
Yeah, well, better than if you hadn't responded.
Absolutely,
certainly.
Absolutely.
You guys are heavily involved in Special Olympics. We've talked about some of that stuff, tip a cop, and you can talk about that too. But April 19th is the actual law enforcement torch run for Special Olympics.
Yeah, I'd love for you and Greg to come, but it's at the tail end of your show. It's going to begin at 10 a.m. over at the Butler Plaza, over in Butler Plaza at the Publix. Be a short run. There'll be some refreshments, some food at the end of it, and it'll be a large crowd. We would like to get anybody from the community that wants to come, walk, run, whatever you want to do, ride your bike, come over, join with us, and support Special Olympics. There'll be some of the athletes there, so we'd love to for our community to turn out and show they support them.
Well, I know Greg supports the Tip a Cop. He went to one fundraiser and almost made it to another one, but he double booked himself. But the bottom line is, you guys have been doing this ongoing. Do you know when the next Tip a Cop event is?
Yeah, actually, it's 2 weeks from today. It's April the 25th. It will be from 4 in the afternoon till 8 p.m. We're going to be at the Hurricane BTW. Out by Santa Fe College on 39th Avenue, you know, come on out, tip a cop. We'll be your servers. We'll be doing bussing tables for a little bit of everything, helping the wait staff out, working for tips for Special Olympics.
And there'll be somebody in the crowd yelling, "Remember, cops, you work for me." And then after that, I'll be quiet.
Okay.
No, good work there. National Telecommuters Week. We know how significant that job is, but you always like to give them a tip of the hat.
Yeah, they are probably the least recognized cog in the wheel because they take your call, they get your help there, they get the deputies what they need, but they don't always hear the outcome of the call because they're on to the next one,
right.
And they provide an invaluable service, and they should have more than 1 week, but they have 1 week where they're recognized nationally and celebrated nationally, and so we like to
do you crank call them?
And
you crank call them during that week?
No, huh?
No. Okay, that's not a good thing.
No, that is not a good thing.
Okay.
And, we try to get over by there and let them know on a daily basis or weekly basis how important they are. It's not just 1 week. It's all the time.
Yeah, Prince Albert, you can. All right. Also, there's Airborne Public Safety Association Safety Seminar. I have no clue. What is that about?
The Airborne Public Safety Association, it's a nonprofit individual membership organization founded in 1968.
Not that kind of airborne.
Bob. Oh, okay.
To support and encourage the use of aircraft in public safety. So,
Civil Air
large
Patrol.
Large organization.
Isn't that Civil Air Patrol?
And, more along the lines of law enforcement, helicopters,
gotcha.
And air aviation.
It's your version of it.
Yes.
Okay, not
so,
civil.
Got them together and held a safety seminar here in Gainesville a couple of days earlier this month. And so glad to have them, glad to have the safety aspect that they bring to the table, and glad to be able to support other air agencies that were able to come to this and participate.
Want to make a difference in your community and end up with a pension and a rewarding job? There's an opening for you in law enforcement. Here with more details is Art Forgy.
Thanks for that introduction. I tell you what, we are hiring for, you don't want to wear a gun, you want to sit behind a computer in an office, we've got jobs for you. Everything from the guys in uniform that you see pushing the green and whites to jobs out at the jail to clerical jobs and office jobs around the sheriff's office. So you don't necessarily have to be out there carrying a gun. We want you to come. We're going to give you a pension. We're going to give you great benefits, a lot of time off, and you'll be a part of a family.
And at least give them a shout, because signing bonuses, I don't know where you're at on that, but I know scholarships for the training could be available. So there's, a lot of opportunity. So check that out. And Art, we always appreciate it. Thanks for coming around, hanging out, and putting up with me.
You guys are nice to put up with. I enjoy it.
Especially for putting up with Bob.
Yeah. Only special people can really deal with me, and Art's one of them.
Yeah.
You're in that small circle.
It's a very
small circle. You're in the inner circle, yeah. Art. Don't mess it up.
I'll try my best.
Look at me, Panama Red. Look at me. It's a movie line. Don't arrest me. 9:15 on the Bob Rose Show. There is a lot more to talk about. 30 minutes away from things that make you smile on 97.3 The Sky.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It is very difficult for me to take criticism about how I or other ladies live my life when they haven't raised children as successfully as I have. So when you can match me, then maybe I'll consider your opinion.
Now, 10 p.m. nights on 97.3 The Sky.
I've got a question. If you've got somebody who's a director of a large law enforcement agency telling us that a terrorist attack is very likely in the near future, and at the same time, the guy that he has to answer to at some point, the President of the United States, is the one who created this scenario with his open border policy. You kind of get where I'm going on this? It's 9:21. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. FBI Director Christopher Wray, warning of an elevated threat to U.S. public safety and national security while advocating for an increased budget. Looking back over my career in law enforcement, he said, I'd be hard-pressed to think of a time where so many threats to our public safety and national security were so elevated all at once. Now, that is difficult to hear from somebody who's in his position and knowing that Joe Biden purposefully opened the borders at his very first opportunity when he took office. He knew there was going to be chaos and calamity. Now, side effects that we know for sure are 70,000 Americans dying per year poisoned by fentanyl. 70,000. And a secure southern border would have definitely push those numbers way down. We know that. You've got people pushed into sexual slavery, kids being trafficked. We know that. And we know that it's increased dramatically since Biden took office, because while Border Patrol and ICE are busy processing folks, the bad folks are slipping in. We know that. So the FBI director, this just came out. I mean, he's serious.
That's scary stuff.
When you think about, you know, the millions, again, not saying everybody's a bad guy across the border. Of course, we know better than that. But how many does it take to wreak havoc? Some of them we know are organized. We know for sure they're Chilean gangs that are well-trained, that are behind these burglaries in the Detroit metropolitan area. And those are the ones that aren't looking for a violent confrontation. But there are other gangs that might not be so quote-unquote nice. And there's going to be other ne'er-do-wells that are going to glom together. The bad guys seem to find each other. And they'll concoct something. Then you've got the Chinese Communist Party. And they'll do anything to get their way. Their technology, whatever. I mean, our technology, and make it theirs. So we've got that threat. We've got Iran. They're still hot under the collar. You've got North Korea. Haven't heard any saber rattling there, which means that's just a matter of time. Russia. And we're funding a proxy war with them, so they can't be very happy with us. Where's all this going to head? Some of these things are easier to deal with than others. One of the clear-cut ways to help deal with this issue would be to secure the border and begin to actually vet people who you want to allow in. But I don't believe that'll ever happen under a Biden administration. I just don't. Christopher Wray went on to say, he said, he's never seen it where our threats to public safety and national security were so elevated all at once. But that's the case as I sit here today. This is not a point when we can let up. Wray will argue at the hearing that the federal agency needs fiscal support to tackle these threats. This is by no means a time to let up or dial back. This is a time when we need your support the most. We need all the tools, all the people, and all the resources required to tackle these threats and keep Americans safe. Now, of course, he's out there banging the drum for money for his department. Yeah. But I don't believe that he would exaggerate the threat to do that. It's possible, but he has said other things very similar before, and it had nothing to do with budgetary issues. So it makes you wonder. Oh, and by the way, Biden still found some money to hire armed IRS agents. Not the 80,000 that he threatened to, that he tried to do, but he did get some of that funding, and he is hiring some agents. They're going to have the ability to use deadly force, if necessary, for the IRS. Now, look, since the agent Strzok and all that has come down, I'm not as big a fan of the FBI as I used to be, but don't kid yourself, there's still some very good people there. And I think most of them are good people. But if we're worried about, you know, fighting any sort of terrorist threat domestically, I mean, the FBI is it. So I would rather see them hiring agents than the IRS, wouldn't you? So, just another thing to think about as we approach November and hope that people are waking up for their from their slumber. Joe Biden made another gaffe. Yeah, he said, listen, you know, I'm ready for my re-election. I'm ready for four more years because I'm in the 20th century.
Excuse me?
He's in the 20th century.
What's he doing there?
Well, he was born there.
Oh, okay.
He didn't realize that things changed in, 24 years ago? Mm-hmm. That whole Y2K thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, he thought it was a zipper.
Oh.
So he did, yeah.
Oh.
He kind of missed that one.
Whoops.
And he was speaking with reporters next to the president of Japan at the White House. Yeah, he looked really...
smart.
That made the president look good.
Yeah.
Not so good.
Not so much.
Elect me, I'm in the 20th century. Yeah, he corrected himself.
What does that even mean? I mean, seriously. We're all in the same century right now.
I can be your ghost of future, past, and present all at once.
I don't get it.
He's all over the centuries.
He's lived through at least one or two of them.
Two. All right, it is 9:28. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Coming up in about 15 minutes, things that make you smile. I'm looking forward to that. On 97.3, The Sky.
Here. Here's what's trending now on the Sky.
Like Ronald Reagan, I am strongly in favor of exceptions for rape, incest, and life of the mother.
The news that's trending.
6 of the 8 migrant squatters are free.
We have legal rights in place. You call up the sheriff to evict.
The news that's now.
7.4 magnitude earthquake rocked Taiwan.
There is the fault line across North Jersey.
Tremors were felt from Maine through the mid-Atlantic.
Now more news. Updates every half hour. Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3. The Sky. New on the Sky, Glenn Beck, right after the Bob Rose Show.
On North Central Florida's talk leader.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton at noon. The Dana Show at night. New shows and more news now. On News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. Happy Thursday. Otherwise known as Friday Eve. It's a wet one. Be careful. If you're out there driving around, you got some things you got to take care of this morning. Like I said, leave early, use extra care and caution, and please have those headlights on. If your wipers move at all, you definitely should have the headlights on. It is 9:34 on the Bob Rose Show, if I didn't mention that already. Greg Cassidy is here. The Japanese Prime Minister getting together. Visit the White House, hanging out with President Joe. Well, the elephant in the room was probably China. The growing Chinese security threat to Pacific nations. Of course, that was one of their big topics of conversation. Talked about the economy. And then we're talking about, you know, AI. Now, Kishida, the prime minister from Japan, met with Microsoft president Brad Smith to celebrate Microsoft's $3 billion investment in two Japanese data centers and a new AI laboratory. The lab is scheduled to train 3 million AI workers by 2027. 3 million AI workers. Among their duties will be helping the Japanese government to improve its cybersecurity defenses.
Wow. That's a lot of people.
It really is.
And I still go back to when somebody like Elon Musk says, hey, all y'all need to put the brakes on. This is moving a little too fast. That makes you think about it.
Well, the AI thing, yeah. You know, it's unleashed for the most part, I think, already. I don't know the constraints. I don't know. And then the other side of the coin is, okay, so we've got constraints there, and we're going to make sure that this thing can't be steered for, you know, evil purposes. Well, good luck with that. And at the same time, you know, what is China and Russia working on? You know, they've got high-tech people. Would they use AI the same way we would? I kind of doubt it. So the investments Microsoft's making in Japan, the investments aim to support Japan's key pillar to tackle deflation and stimulate the economy because, yeah, they've gone through a rough patch for sure. And this guy's popularity has waned. So some like the Associated Press say, you know, they're kind of in a similar situation in many ways. All right. So AI is going to be a big part of their future, and I guess it's going to be a big part of all of our futures. Hopefully, like you say, it'll be mostly a good thing, and the feedback I'm getting from people that are actually using it is pretty positive, especially if you're doing the paid chat GPT. If you're doing that one, it's... some people are saying, hey, it's pretty darn good and definitely could save time and energy on arduous tasks. Still, you know, you kind of got to go over all of it. But just if, like, you had an underling put something together, they might not do it exactly how you would. But then you can always go over it, modify and change and fix a few things. And as we've heard, and I know it's true, every single day, The whole system, the whole program, increases in its ability. What's going on in Colombia? Bogota. We'll get to that in just a minute. But first, I want to talk to Jeff on the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Morning, Jeff.
Hey, everybody. It's Guy. Isn't the word artificial and the word fake synonymous? Isn't artificial synonymous to the word fake? And then so couldn't you replace artificial intelligence with fake intelligence It's all in the name, folks. God bless America.
Yeah.
If I had fake intelligence capabilities, I would already have an answer for you. But
it's a good point.
Artificial.
Yeah.
Artificial.
That's artificial turf. It's fake turf. It's fake grass. It's interchangeable.
But if you fall down on it, it's something. There's something there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's.
You can't say it's not
real. You did say it
real.
Doesn't exist.
It's not real. It's just not real grass.
It's not legit. It's fake. But it's still there. That's a good. I see what he. I'm picking up what he's putting down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Artificial intelligence. Yeah. Yeah. No artificial ingredients. Usually when you see that, that's supposed to be a selling point.
Right. Because you don't want the artificial stuff.
This college term paper has some artificial ingredients in it. The story from earlier.
That's funny.
They say they estimate up to 22 million papers from high school and in college used the Chat GPT to help write those papers.
Man, that's a lot.
Colombia, capital city, Bogota, they'll begin rolling water rationing.
Really?
Yeah, and guess how long it's going to last? You know, look, we've all, you got a boil notice. Yeah, you got to do this. Yeah, you're going to be without water for a little bit. We replace the main.
Right.
I don't know. The mayor there said that it could last a year.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. That's going to affect a lot of things.
Yep. Restrictions in running water distribution seek to alleviate a drought caused by El Nino. Which has dropped water levels in the reservoirs that supply the Colombian capital to alert levels. So that's how they're going to deal with it. And they stated that a low reservoir level was projected for 2024, but the results have been worse than expected, warning that 2025 is projected to be more critical than 2024.
Man, that's scary stuff. I can't imagine that.
Well, it's interesting. In our ability to move, make, generate so many different things. Yet still, if you have a drought in a lot of areas, that's going to have a huge impact and not a ton of stuff you can really do about it.
Nope.
Except, the chemtrails. They seed the clouds, right?
Yeah.
Make it rain.
There you go.
You know what they do? Let's make it rain.
Make it rain.
I tell you why. You come from Colombia? You bring me something from your country, I'll give you some water.
You know, the price of water just went up. Just saying.
You think so?
Yeah, well, I mean, if you could sell it to them, they'd pay you whatever you want.
Oh.
Just saying.
Okay.
Might be worth a pipeline. I don't know.
Yeah.
If you're talking a year, seriously.
No, Biden hates pipelines.
Oh, good point. Okay.
Well, I guess maybe only the ones carrying oil and gas.
Yeah.
Details. Speaking of Biden, the campaign co-chair, James Clyburn, the Democrat out of South Carolina.
He's always mouthing off saying why we should vote for Biden.
Well, it's interesting. He responded to criticism by Biden's former chief of staff, Ron Klain.
Yeah.
He has been in the news lately, being critical of Biden and Bidenomics. And so criticism that came from Ron Klain, Clyburn is talking about. Touting infrastructure when people are dealing with inflation by stating, quote, well, I'm not an economist. I don't know how these issues really work, but people who have jobs due to the infrastructure law are happy, and both sides of the equation should be discussed. Well, well, I'm not an economist.
No.
And I don't know how these issues really work, but I know this.
If you got a job, you're happy, but a guy in his position who's been there that long probably should understand how the economy works, considering they vote on things that affect our economy. Is that a crazy thought? I mean, or what? I mean, seriously.
No, I think it's a very reasonable thought, especially if you're answering back for some, you know, somebody who's been critical of policies.
Right.
If you don't clearly understand either the policies or what those policies are meant to deal with, you know, for example, the economy. Why bother to comment?
Right.
I mean, I don't understand it. Again, it goes back to, you know, better to be quiet and thought of as a fool than to open one's mouth and remove all doubt.
Oh, I don't think we have any doubt about Clyburn.
Yeah.
I think he's proven his point over the years.
He's all in when it comes to supporting the D.
Yep.
Yep. I do know, he says, that people who have jobs because of this infrastructure law are very pleased to be back at work again. Well, anybody who has a job is pleased to have a job, yes. Mm-hmm. I do know that people who see these plants being put in their districts, like the Scout plant in Richland County, South Carolina, the plant in Berkeley County, South Carolina, these battery plants are providing jobs for people that never had good-paying jobs before. Those things we need to talk about. So I do believe you have to do things on balance. But to say you can't talk about one because you talk about the other, I'm not sure that's the way to do things. Hmm. And he says, when I hear people talk about the economy and start talking about the stock market, start talking about their 401ks, I ask about the people that I represent who don't have 401ks, but they're looking for jobs, and now they've got jobs. How do you balance that out? Yeah, I don't know that you balance it out. You know what I mean? Like, he's getting kind of his apples and cucumbers mixed up here.
I don't think he even has any oranges.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
He's another one of those that's been around a really long time, I think, though. Maybe he's not as ripe as he used
to. Time for some fresh.
Yeah, it's going bad.
Some fresh. Mm-hmm. All right. Marjorie Taylor Greene, she's looking for fresh.
Oh, yeah.
She's looking to oust Speaker of the House already.
Yeah?
Yeah.
She's not happy with him.
No.
Hasn't been from almost day one.
Although, she did actually meet with him. Maybe they can come together. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, Speaker Mike Johnson, hello powwow, got together on Wednesday as Greene continues her threat to oust him for passing the Biden administration's agenda, in her words. The almost hour-long meeting occurred one day after Greene escalated her war against Johnson with a five-page letter to House Republicans extensively detailing her reasons for filing a motion to vacate the chair on March 22nd. I explained that he's the Republican leader, that he is the leader of the opposition party against the Biden administration, and we expect him to lead that way, not to pass the Biden administration's agenda. I can understand her frustration on that.
Yeah.
If you're elected, especially to say, hey, stop this crazy wasteful spending, get things in line, but you just continue.
Yeah.
You continue and you allow the Biden agenda to continue, which we know is not good. The congresswoman from Georgia insisted she's not determined when or if she would force a vote on the motion to vacate, and repeatedly reiterated Johnson's future will depend on his handling of the reauthorization of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act and funding Ukraine's flagging war effort against Russia. These two issues are going to move a lot of members. She said, if Johnson funds the deep state and the warrantless spying on Americans, he's telling Republican voters all over the country that the continued behavior will happen more. Spying on President Trump and spying on hundreds of thousands of Americans. Well, the FISA thing, they did, I think, 56 different reforms within that structure, but it failed to pass one of the early votes on it. So I don't know where that leaves it right now.
Yeah, we were hearing from our Congresswoman Kat Kamick when that was going on yesterday, and she was not a happy camper with Congress.
Yeah.
Nope.
Well, I mean, here's good news, I think.
Oh, we could use that. What you got?
With a few short-lived exceptions during the Reagan-Bush era and after 9/11, more registered voters have identified as Democrats than Republicans. In fact, since about 2003, more than 20 years already, Democrats have consistently outnumbered Republicans, sometimes by as much as 10 points.
Hmm.
What a difference 4 years of Joe Biden makes.
Uh-oh, what we got here? Some really good news?
Brandon on the job.
Ooh.
In the run-up to the 2020 election, according to the New York Times, more voters across the country identified as Democrats than Republicans. But 4 years into Biden's presidency, that gap has shrunk, and the United States now sits almost evenly divided between Dems and Republicans. Republicans have made significant gains among voters without a college degree, rural voters, and white evangelical voters, according to a new report from Pew Research Center. At the same time, Democrats have held on to key constituencies, such as black voters and younger voters, and have gained ground with college-educated voters. But the younger voters, the blacks, Hispanics, there's been a deterioration there away from the Democrat Party.
They're catching on.
So currently, according to the New York Times, party ID sits at 49% Democrat, 48% Republican.
Thanks, Brandon.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
He's actually did something that we can say thank you for without it actually being snarky. We genuinely thank you.
Oh, we're smiling.
Wow.
Yeah.
9:48 on the Bob Rose Show. Time for things that make you smile, upbeat positive thoughts that you share with me and Greg. Call in now, 877-975-9825. Things that make you smile, brought to you by Robin Larson Dental, is next on 97.3 The Sky.
They've been pushing Bidenomics. It's not working.
Weekdays, 3 p.m.
60% of Americans living paycheck to paycheck now are spending more of their income on food than they have in 30 years.
On 97.3 The Sky.
Tell me you will stay. Make me smile.
Good morning.
Not that slow.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, somebody texted Greg earlier and said, yeah, Bob's a little amped out or whatever.
Yeah, what now he's trying to slow down.
It was due to sugar, folks. And I will not give you any more details than that because it's none of your business.
Yeah. But
it was
good.
Yeah. Well, it made me smile.
Yeah.
It is 9:53. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. Time for things that make you smile. Upbeat positive thoughts. Brought to you by the best dentist in the whole world, Robin Larson Dental. Call now, 877-975-9825. And good morning, Pete. What's making you smile?
One of the songs in your bumper rotation is Stranglehold by Ted Nugent, the conservative Motor City Madman. And every time I hear that little clip, I think of that football movie, Invincible, with Mark Wahlberg, which was a darn good movie. And it gives me a smile. Thank you, Bob.
It was based on a true story when the Philadelphia Eagles picked up a guy that wasn't, you know, undrafted, whatever.
Right.
Vince, I can't think of his last name, Papello.
Okay.
Anyway, they made a good movie about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Have to check it out.
Yeah, you do.
We love us some Ted Nugent, though.
Oh, right on.
He's awesome.
No, he is awesome. Yeah. Let's go to Hollywood. What's making you smile?
Hey, good morning, guys. I tell you, this really makes me smile. Last night, my beautiful wife and I were having a little date night at the Top downtown, and we're sitting at the bar just having a meal and talking about the ministry that we just had at church, you know, the hour before, and how the Holy Spirit is what, you know, is the only thing that's possible to transform a person's mind and heart. And this guy, fairly intoxicated, was standing next to us, and he kind of held out his fist to do a fist pump, and he was like, man, I'm just listening to what you guys say. And so my wife, who's getting her master's degree in pastoral counseling, started talking to him and just sharing the Lord and the love, and I got to pray with him right there at the bar. And it was, I tell you, God is good. That makes me smile.
That story makes me smile. Real quick, Mark, what's making you smile?
Hey, what's making me smile is finished all my tax preparation. I do it all manually, actually, no software. Been doing it that way for 30 years. Got it off into the mail yesterday, so they are paid.
All right.
Nice.
Only 10 trees died making pencils for Mark and his work by hand. He said he did it from scratch.
Yes, he did.
Literally scratching it out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, hey, Soldiers Freedom Outdoors Appreciation Dinner is coming up April 27th. For more info, go to soldiersfreedomoutdoors.org. Right now, The Smoking Gun's next, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR.
Misinformation. Whether it's from the mainstream media or your brother-in-law's Facebook posts, you need The Sky to cut through the static of election 2024. Every move.
You need leadership, and this country does not have leadership.
Every candidate.
I tell you who did notice. Cookie Monster. He pointed out his cookies are getting smaller.
Your election headquarters.
We don't win. I think our country is finished.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Members of a regional women's country line dance team were kicked out of a Seattle dance convention after organizers claimed that their American flag themed shirts made some of the attendees feel triggered and unsafe. We don't speak for our team. We speak on behalf of them. So the choice was theirs, according to this Facebook post. And we knew what would happen because there's really no choice in our minds. It was a unanimous no because they were given the opportunity to change their uniforms. But they didn't. So the smoking gun is standing up for America. Yep, the smoking gun brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe day. See ya.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.